I'm now joined with Sinn Féin councillor Anne Graves to speak about plans for upgraded cycle lanes in Swords. Good morning, Anne. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. Delighted to chat with you again.
Anne, first of all, tell us where exactly in Swords will these cycle lanes be placed?
Okay, well, they're currently working on two cycle lanes. One is Safe Routes to School, which I really welcome the initiative. It's St. Cronan's School, big local school, local to me. I'm really hoping that it'll encourage kids into active travel. Then there's a second stretch of it, that's the Brackenstown Road, which it links into it. And that I'm a little bit more concerned about, because that's a really, really busy stretch of road. I've already gotten the council to install the likes of BAS signs in an effort to slow down traffic, because it's dangerous, particularly at night time. It's a bit of a speed track, you know. But certainly when it comes to the St. Cronan's one, the purpose behind that is really to get kids on their bikes and into school safely and, you know, on a protected cycle lane. But it's actually going to run from the school right down to, I'm not sure if you know the area, Murrow Road, Glen Ellen, estates around Swords. So it's a big project.
Okay. Will the lanes be segregated from traffic?
They will. Now, they're protected cycle lanes, and I'm delighted to say that they're protected more by bollards. We had a situation where there was protected cycle lanes installed in River Valley, which is in the south end of Swords, and that's been fraught with large numbers of injuries, because this was one of the kind of the first protected cycle lanes in the area, and it includes a curbing, and the number of injuries that have occurred as a result of that. Now, I'm only really aware of the numbers of people that have gone to their local GPs, but there have been people carted off in ambulances and you know, that didn't lodge complaints. But at the last count, it was over 50. I mean, I had two people yesterday on to me. One lady, that she's in her early 40s. She's lived in Swords her whole life. She's gone to school there. She was dropping her daughter off to football training across the road in an area that she was designated to cross, but there was a piece of curbing in between the two designated spaces, and she literally just fell over. It can't be seen. So delighted to say that the protected cycle lane at St. Cronan's and Brackenstown Road won't include that curbing. That's been very, very controversial.
Okay. And all of these cycle lanes are in place already, aren't they? Most of them anyway, with just the need for an upgrade. Would that be right?
Yeah. Well, it's certainly the ones that are local to me. So Brackenstown Road is there already. It's never used. It couldn't be used really, because as I said earlier, like, it is a very dangerous spot, but it wasn't segregated. And the plan is to segregate that one. The St. Cronan School, it's a mixture of both. It's upgrading the existing one, but it's also extending it a bit further. And really the purpose of that is, along with other schools' initiatives, you know, it's safe routes. It's trying to get kids to school. Now, I'm not sure. I'd really like to know, you know, how widely they're going to be used, because you don't see so many on the ones, certainly in River Valley, you know, and the attitude is build the cycle lanes and the cyclists will come. And I think there was a recent report that shows that's not necessarily what happens. But, you know, I do welcome it. I think it's a great idea if we can get kids on their bikes, and that's the time to encourage them into active travel and get them to get out and about more freely. But I suppose it's a wait and see.
Oh, okay. And I think there's some resurfacing on some of them as well. Would that be right?
There is resurfacing on some of them. Yeah, I mean, look, you know yourself, there were cycle lanes put in years ago, and it was a good idea, and they start and end nowhere. You know, you went from A to A, like, there wasn't kind of a plan for them, you know, to be continuous and for you to go from one cycle lane onto another and to be able to kind of cycle widely, you know. And, you know, in terms of upgrading, yeah, they definitely needed them, and some of them were in very bad repair, and some of them were literally just a faded line to the side of a main road. So this will segregate them more. There'll be bollards to identify where the edge of the cycle lane are, and in some cases they'll actually be on wide areas of footpaths, so you will have pedestrian access as well as the cycle lane side by side. And as part of the projects, they're actually squaring off the exits to, and entrances of course, to estates around, so that will make it safer. So instead of having a curved exit, they'll square them off to force the traffic to stop before they turn right or left.
Yeah, I think what you've said makes sense. I was cycling on Sunday on Beaumont Road. There are cycle lanes in place, but part of it became a bit narrow and the traffic was very close to me.
It makes much more sense with bollards. Yeah, I think like I regularly get accused of being anti-cyclist, which I'm absolutely not. I mean, like yourself, I used to be an avid cyclist. Haven't done it in a long number of years, but I did go out when they were launching the St. Cronin's Brackenstown Road one, and I got on an electric bike. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Now, I had great crack, really enjoyed it, loved the electric bike. And I was so excited. I was thinking, God, I think I'll get one of these, until I asked how much it cost. And but they told me it was $4,000 or something like that. That's it, I'll keep to walking or driving, you know. Expensive, yes. It is an expensive hobby, you know.
So for those who need to take public transport for longer journeys, will there be bike parking facilities made available at link-up points?
Yeah, now there are plans to put in additional cycle parking spaces at bus stops in general, but we need more of them. They are including them, they're rolling them out across, you know, football clubs and things like that to encourage people, because you know yourself, it is a big issue when people kind of park the chain their bikes to trees and railings and things like that, and they end up they're either stolen or damaged or whatever. So look, it is a kind of well thought out project in that they're going to include not only the regular parking spaces for bikes or bike racks, whatever you want to call them, but also the ones for the bigger buggies for families and for electric ones and whatever else, you know. So there is generally a good plan in place in terms of the actual cycling. And I know today we got an announcement, because one of the issues I had was we had beeper bikes here in Swords, and up to this, like, you could go from A to A, so you could literally pick up a bike in Swords, and this is kind of a pay as you go, if you like, bike in Swords, and but you literally there wasn't other places to drop off within Swords. Now if you went to Hoth, you could leave it there and get if you had access to the train in Swords, but you could get the bus back, or if you went to Malahide, same thing, you could get the bus back. But there wasn't kind of different drop off points around the area. But I mean, today there was a launch of part of the Active Travel, I think it's called Tier E-Bikes, where there'd be a lot more drop off points, particularly around Swords area. So I would regularly say, I mean, where I live in an estate outside of Swords Village. If it was a case that I wanted to cycle down to the village, if I could pick up a bike locally, just literally cycle down to the main street and either cycle back, or, you know, get the bus back or walk back or whatever I wanted, but a bit more flexibility. And that's been rolled out as well. So, you know, that's a positive move.
Absolutely. So what's the general view of councillors and local residents in relation to all of this?
Councillors, you know, I mean, I think we're all certainly, we welcome, you know, additional cycling. We certainly welcome the active travel. Residents, mixed views in some cases. Now, I made sure on the St. Cronin's Brackenstown Road that there was wide consultation. Actually, at one stage when I didn't receive a leaflet in my door, I asked that the consultation period be pushed out, because I wanted everybody in the area to get the opportunity to feedback, and quite a number of people did. You know, one of the worries, I suppose, from people that live around the school is people drop their kids to school by car for various different reasons, and it's not always, you know, that they just don't want to walk or they don't want them to cycle. It's because maybe the parents are going on to work and they're dropping their kids on the way off. Now what happens there is it pushes parking into the surrounding estates. So opposite St. Cronin School, for example, there's an estate there called Park Avenue, and they've already got major problems with school parking. When the cycle lanes are installed, there's going to be less parking at the school, and their concern is that there's even going to be more parking within their estates. They're in a situation where they're looking for the traffic wardens to come up, the Gardaí have been up, people can't get out of their house in the mornings. Now, it's short periods of time, it's school drop-off and pick-up time, but it's a nuisance if you're trying to get out to work and you can't get out of your house or you can't get out of your drive because somebody is dropping their kids to school. So that probably is one of the biggest problems. And then there's another estate in Swords, which is Noxydam, an estate that's built almost 20 years. They're crying out for a footpath or a cycle lane. They've no direct access whatsoever to Swordsman or even to surrounding estates. So a lot of the submissions that we got through the consultation process were for people in Noxidan, because they're saying, yeah, great, put in your cycle lanes, but extend it to include us, because we have no road whatsoever. You know, the people in our estate can't walk, can't cycle, they can only drive. And in actual fact, part of the road to their estate subsided in April and still hasn't been repaired. And when I asked the council about it, they've actually said, oh, we don't know when it's going to be done. It might be done, but certainly not in the short or medium term. So you have people locked into an estate there that can't walk, can't cycle, and can barely drive, because there's emergency traffic measures in place to deal with it, you know. So, you know, joined up thinking is what I think is needed a lot of the time. I mean, I'm on the SPC for transport and infrastructure management with Fingal County Council. And what I will always be looking for is a proper, sustainable public transport system. You know, that cycling would certainly form a part of, but we have estates and sores that have no bus service, much less access to a cycling service, you know. So while, you know, I certainly agree and I welcome the investment in the active travel, I think we need to look at more joint up thinking. Everything needs to work together. So as you say, I mean, you were talking about parking space and so on. Like, there's no point if you know, pre-COVID, 70% of the people in Fingal commuted outside of Fingal for work. Now, if we want them to cycle, we need to make sure that they have somewhere to park their bike, you know, at a bus center, but make sure that they have those buses as well. Otherwise, people are forced into their cars and it all becomes mute, you know.
Yes, I see where you're coming from. So the works have already begun, is that right?
The works have already begun, and at the moment now they're working on the corners, the entrances to the estates. And look, you know, it's going to cause a bit of hassle now with traffic while the work is done. But I'm certainly hoping that particularly the school one is there's good take up and that the kids are encouraged into cycling in and out of school, because most of the children, the vast majority of them, would be local kids. Now, in fairness to them, I mean, I look out in the morning times and now that I'm working at home still, you see gangs of kids actually walking into school. So even if they use it to walk rather than cycle, as long as they're using it to get to school actively, yeah, it's all a plus.
And all is expected to be completed and done by the end of the year. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there have been the one I referred to earlier in River Valley, because of the problems over there. That's 2 years in the making. So they keep reviewing it, keep going back to it, trying to make improvements because of the safety concerns of people in the area. So the work there is still, I mean, it's still ongoing. The residents living in River Valley are not one bit happy. And because of the problems that they have, it's not that they're anti-cyclists, but they're anti the cycle lanes that they've been given. So, yeah, I'm hoping that the one on the north side of Swords will be used more frequently and will be welcomed by the kids. And that's what it's intended for. Like, it's you know, it's a safe route to school, and that's what we should be looking at.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Unless, of course, anything else you would like to mention?
No, I think that covers it all in relation to the cycle lanes. I think we'd probably review it after a few months and see how it's going, and hope that there's a big take up on it, because there's a huge amount of investment in them. Financially, there's a huge amount of investment in them, and I know other areas around the city, there's been kind of different reactions. Either they've been very welcomed and well used, or otherwise they literally haven't been used at all. So it's a wait and see, I suppose, Johnny, you know, and just hope that it's something that's of benefit to the people that live in Swords.
Okay, and thanks for that, and thanks again for joining us. It was great talking with you, by the way, and all the very best. Take care.
Great to chat to you, Johnny. Talk to you soon.
Now, that was Sinn Féin councillor Anne Graves talking about upgraded cycle lanes in Swords.